Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hi guys, my name is Greg. Today I would like to show you an app that I love to play on my extra time. It's called Song Guru. The object of the game is basically, it's very similar to that of Name That Tune. For those of you who don't know what that is, you get a tune, a clip of a tune, usually about 30 seconds, and you have to guess the song or the artist. So yeah, I have the app up right now, and first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to go through the buttons, and then I'm going to talk about them, and then I'll play a few rounds and show you how it works. Alright, so the first thing here,
song button normal, button.
Song button normal. You're going to hear it say normal for most of the buttons, at the end of each button. That really doesn't mean anything, you just disregard that.
Artist button normal, button, playlist button normal, button, 160, button, game center button normal, button, X1, button. Twitter button normal, button, Facebook button normal, button, settings button normal, button, more games button, button.
Alright, and that's the end. Let's go back to the top. I'm gonna do a four-finger single tap. Let's see if it works. It doesn't work for me sometimes.
Settings button normal, more games button,
didn't work,
button.
Didn't work. Darn, let me try.
160, song button normal.
Alright, there we go.
Button.
Okay. So, first three buttons are song.
Artist button normal.
Artist
playlist button
and playlist. Basically, when you start off the game, you have to select one of those three, which is if you want to guess the song, the artist, or by playlist they mean album. So if you want to guess the album, I usually play by artist. Next,
160
is 160. That is the number of coins that I have. As you play, you earn points. Not points, excuse me. You do earn points, but you earn coins. You earn 10 coins per correct answer, and those coins help you eventually buy more genres that you want. I think when you first buy the game, you start off with 1,000 or 1,200 coins. That let you buy the first genre free to play. Let's see.
Game center button normal. 160.
Okay, yeah.
Game center button normal.
That's the game center button. It takes you to game center. To look at the scoreboards and the achievements and so on. I don't use that, so I can't go much into that.
X1, button.
This is basically sort of like a booster, I guess. It's on X1, which means that as I'm playing, I get 10 coins per correct answer. If you have it on X2, it's going to double that, so you'd be earning 20 per correct answer. So, you know, you go, I think it goes from X1 to X10. So it's just a multiplier. You do have to buy it, though. I am not necessarily rich, so I keep it on X1, which is fine with me.
Twitter button normal. Button.
You have the Twitter.
Facebook button normal.
And you have the Facebook button, which I haven't really worked with those, but I'm assuming they let you view the app page or the app developer page on Facebook and Twitter.
Settings button normal.
Next,
button.
You have the setting button. I guess that's pretty self-explanatory. That lets you adjust whether you want the in-app sounds to be on or off. And let's see what else. I think I might go into that in this podcast. I don't really go into that that often, so I can't necessarily explain it from the top of my mind.
More games button.
And then you
button.
Have more games, which just shows the app developers, other games, if they do have any. So, let's see. Let's do a round or two.
Playlist button normal. Artist button normal.
Let's select
button.
Artist. Now, when you select one, you'll see what happens.
Artist button normal. Alternative. Owned.
Now, when I selected artist, and this will happen if you select a song or playlist also, it brings up the genres. Personally, I think it should be a little, I think it should be switched. You should select the genre first, because what happens is when I want to play alternative, I play by artist because it's easier for me. But when I play Christmas category, I am way better at guessing the song than the artist. So, I don't know, just an opinion. So you heard it say alternative owned. That's the first thing it said was the category, the genre, and then it's telling you that I have it. So I don't have to buy it again. Once you buy a genre, you don't have to buy it again.
Blues, 1,200 coins.
Now that's an example of a category that I don't have. It said blues, which is the genre. And then it said 1,200, which means if I want to buy it, I'm going to have 1,200 coins. and then I can buy that genre to be able to play it anytime I want. So I'm not gonna go into each genre. I'm just gonna play a few rounds, just so I don't make this podcast too long. So let's do alternative.
Alternative. Owned.
Alright. Now I'm gonna show you an example, and I'm gonna explain to you what I did and what happened. So let's double tap on that.
Walk the moon. Button.
Alright, so what I did was, it started playing a song, and I have 30 seconds to play, which is, it tells you at the very, it's the furthest thing on the left, it says 30 to begin with, and it counts down until 0. That means you have 30 seconds to guess the song, and then where I am guessing the artist, it's going to show me four possible artists, and obviously one of them is the correct one. So what I did, I listened for a few seconds, because I had no idea who it was. But I knew it wasn't Coldplay, and I knew it wasn't, Death Cab for Cutie. So, first thing it's telling me right now is...
St. Jude.
St. Jude is the name of the song. Now I'm going to switch to the right.
Right answer.
And that was correct. Now if I was not correct, it would say wrong answer.
1900p.
That is how many points I got. The points aren't necessarily relevant. Not relevant. They're not necessarily important. In my opinion, they're just something to brag about. They're not something that's going to really benefit you in the long run. I guess. Not in my opinion. Let's see.
Florence plus the Machine.
And I was right. The artist is Florence... plus the Machines, so that, you know, whether you get the right or the wrong answer, that is where the artist is going to be.
Next song, button normal.
That
button.
Is to go to the next song, that is what I'm going to hit in a few seconds.
iTunes, button normal.
That is to go to the iTunes store and you can view the artist's album and, you know, the songs on there and so forth.
Three, dimmed, button.
This, three, basically when you're playing, you get three... chances to get a wrong answer. When I get a wrong answer, that's gonna go to 2, and then I get another wrong answer, it's gonna go to 1. And when I get that last wrong answer, the game is over.
Home button normal.
That is to go back home if you don't want to play anymore. And that's it. Alright.
1900p.
Let's go to the
right answer. Saint.
Top of the screen. Let's find the next song button.
Right, 19, Florence, next song button normal.
Alright.
Button.
By the way, actually, it doesn't tell you how many coins you get until you're done with the round, until you get all the wrong answers and the game is over. So what I basically do, I just keep in mind that, you know, since I got this right answer, I get 10 coins. If I get the next answer right, I think is a better way to word it, I would get 10 more coins, giving me 20. Another thing to keep in mind, too, is when you get a wrong answer, it doesn't deduct any points or coins. It's just not going to give you anything. All right, let's do a few more.
Bring me the horizon. Button. All right. Imagine Dragons.
I've gotten this
Muse.
A few times, and I know it's Muse, even though I don't listen to
Song
Muse.
Girl, Dead Inside.
All right.
Right answer. 4,400p.
Okay, you can see I got... some more points for getting that answer right. I think, the sooner, you know, the quicker you get the answer, you get a little extra more points. Not anything dramatic. Just something to keep in mind.
Muse. Next song button normal.
Alright, let's try to get a wrong answer.
30. Edge Osmic. Vance Joy. False. Vance Joy. Riptide.
Mm-hmm.
Right answer. 7,000p.
Sorry.
Vance Joy.
I started humming the song.
Next song button normal.
All right.
Button.
Let's do this again.
30. And I still remember feeling nervous. Jeff Buckley. Coldplay. Florence plus the Coddline. Button. The one.
Let's see if I got this right or wrong.
Right answer.
I got it right. I didn't intend to do that. I didn't know who it was. Sounds like a good song, though.
9,000. Coddline.
That's all I have to say.
Next song button normal. Button.
Hands.
The one. 9,000.
I'm gonna look that up later.
Next song button normal. Live. Button. Narles Barkley. Button. Modest Mouse. Live. Narles Barkley.
Let's say Narles Barkley. I don't know who it is.
Song Guru. Lightning Crashes. Wrong answer.
Okay, there we go. I was wrong. Let's see who the actual artist is.
9200p.
I didn't let you listen, or at least I didn't listen to how many points I had before this song, but I'm gonna tell you if it's 920 now, it was 9020. Let's see what it was actually.
Wrong at 9200p.
It says 9200. I'm gonna tell you right now that is what it was before now. Before I got that wrong answer, it does not deduct any points.
Life.
The artist was Life, I'm assuming.
Next song button normal.
That is
button.
The next song. Let me just show you really quick.
iTunes button normal.
Still the button. iTunes button.
Two.
Now it says button. 2, because I got that answer wrong. Now I only have 2 more chances left to get, you know, 2 more. I'm able to get 2 more answers wrong and then the game is over.
iTunes, next song button normal. Button. Third. Red Hot Chili. Killers. Button.
Alright.
Mr. Brightside. Right Hands. 11. The Killers. Next song button normal.
Let's get a few more wrong answers.
M-I-A.
Let's button. Just say MIA. I know it's not who it is.
Gold on the seal. Wrong answer. 11. The Black Key. Next. iTunes button. 1.
Now I only have button. 1 more chance. Let's get this answer wrong, hopefully.
iTunes. Next song button. Normal.
Let's see.
Imagine Dragons. Button. Alert.
I know
alert.
It's not Imagine Dragons. Alright, so here we go. It said alert. Now it's...
Songs Guru wants to submit score to Game Center.
It's asking me if I want to submit my scores to Game Center. I usually don't.
Okay.
So you have button. An okay button if you want to submit them.
Cancel.
You have a cancel button. I'm going to hit cancel.
Game over.
Now it's saying the game is over. Just like I told you.
Overall points, 11,900.
That is how many points I have. That is what it would submit to Game Game Center.
Coins earned, 50.
I got 50 coins. I didn't keep track, but I think I got like 5 answers right.
Facebook button normal.
That
button.
Is to submit my score to Facebook.
Twitter button normal.
Or Twitter.
Button. Home button normal.
That
button.
Is a home button.
Try again button.
That
button.
Is a try again button. That's it. If you hit home, it's gonna bring you back to that initial screen that I showed you. Let's see what try again does. I usually don't.
Blues. 1,200.
Okay, so it basically just brings you back to the genre list. Let's just do a quick
back BTN.
Tour button. Of settings, and then I'll end this podcast.
Artist button, playlist, 200, game settings. Set, X1, game, 210, button.
See right there, it added my coins, it added 50, the 50 that I just got to my initial starting, at the beginning of this podcast where I had 160, so now I have 210.
Game center button normal, X1, Twitter button, Facebook, settings button
right,
normal.
Let's go to settings, button. Here we go.
Settings button normal, settings, sounds, on. Dimmed. Button. Off. Button.
Okay, so that is in-app sounds. The little clicks that you hear when I push a button. You can tell they're on.
On. Dimmed.
Because on is dimmed. Now if I turn it off.
Button. Off. Dimmed.
The off is dimmed.
On. Button.
And the on isn't. I'm gonna turn it back on.
On. Dimmed. Off. BM button settings. Button. Restore button. Button.
I guess this is to finalize your settings. And then you have the restore button after that, which I don't want to do. Okay, so that completes my podcast of Song Guru. One final thing to note, there is a free version, which has ads, and there is a paid version, you just have to buy it. If I remember correctly, it's probably $0.99. I don't remember because I bought it over a year ago, but it's either $0.99 or $1.99, and it only removes ads, really, so it's not necessarily worth it if you don't care about ads. Ads just annoy the hell out of me, so I did it. But yeah, it's a pretty good game. I hope you like this podcast. I hope I did at least an okay job. It's my first podcast. I can't speak today. So yeah, thank you for listening, and goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com. This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.